All right. Hey, everyone, ready for another deep dive?
Let's do it.
Awesome. So today we are checking out Sonic Art Recording Studio.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, right. We've got some excerpts from their website to dig into. And
Love.
it seems like they're doing things a little differently than your average recording studio.
Interesting. What makes you say that?
Well, for one thing, they're not just talking about the technical side of recording. They're leading with this whole philosophy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about music that shakes culture and like how experiences inspire the music. It's almost like a mission statement, you know?
That is interesting. And I have to say, after looking at their website myself, it's clear that they are very passionate about, music as more than just, well, sound.
It's like they get that deeper connection people have with music, you know?
Right. It's like we've all had that experience where a song just hits you in a certain way, almost spiritual thing.
Exactly. And Sonic Art seems to be weaving that idea, that deep connection to music, into their entire approach, especially their teaching.
Now, that's something that really jumped out at me, too. Their take on music education is, well, it's not what you'd expect. They've got this unique approach. It's very holistic.
What do you mean by holistic in this case?
So they cover all the essential foundations, like music history and theory, which are obviously crucial, right?
Yeah, gotta know where it all started.
Exactly. But then they take it a step further and dive into all these modern performance techniques.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, think about things like using loop pedals to create an entire song live on stage, building it up layer by layer. Or how about incorporating digital audio workstations, like to layer vocal harmonies that would be impossible for one person to sing live?
So, like, I could learn to be that one person EDM choir I always dreamed of being.
Well, hey, you never know. The possibilities are pretty much endless. But seriously, one of the things that really impressed me was their commitment to teaching production and audio engineering skills.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day.
No, not at all. Many studios, they focus solely on recording. You go in, you lay down your tracks, and you're out.
Right.
But Sonic Art seems to get it. They're empowering artists to understand the whole creative process from start to finish.
Yeah. And you know, that makes total sense given their emphasis on self-promotion in the digital age.
Oh, absolutely. That's a crucial part of being a musician these days.
It's like they're acknowledging that you can't just be a musician, you also have to be an entrepreneur.
Exactly. The industry has totally evolved, and Sonic Art is on top of it. They understand that to share your music, connect with an audience, you need to understand branding and marketing. It's not enough to be talented. You got to know how to navigate the business side of things, too.
It's true. It's a whole different world out there for
For
musicians,
sure.
but it does seem like Sonic Art is trying to make that world, you know, more accessible.
What do you mean?
Well, they talk a lot about, let me see. Yeah, here it is. They highlight their commitment to providing a professional yet affordable recording experience for anyone, regardless of experience.
Right. And that's huge. High quality recording studios, they can be so expensive, especially for artists who are just starting out. I mean, it can be incredibly intimidating. Sonic Art, emphasizing that accessibility, it really gives off the vibe that they're genuinely interested in removing those financial barriers to entry.
I love that. And it's not like they're skimping on the gear either. According to their website, they've got all the latest 2024 tech, but also a bunch of vintage analog equipment.
That's an interesting combination,
Yeah,
right?
it is.
I mean, you don't see that every day.
Why do you think they do that?
Well, it shows you how dedicated they are to sonic quality, I think. Think of it this way. That vintage gear, like a classic tube compressor, it's going to add a warmth and a saturation to the recordings that digital just can't replicate. But then they've got the modern technology to ensure pristine clarity and limitless editing possibilities.
It's like they're blending the best of both worlds, old and new.
Exactly. They're not just trying to make records, they're trying to curate a whole vibe, a sonic experience.
Totally. And speaking of vibes, did you catch that they invite people to just come visit, chat, and connect?
I did, yeah.
It's like they're genuinely passionate about sharing their love for music, you
Yeah,
know?
absolutely. And that really gets to the heart of what makes Sonic Art so special, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They haven't lost sight of the joy of the journey of the creative process. That's something they can get lost so easily.
Especially in a world that's so obsessed with the end product, right? Like just churning out content.
100%. It makes you wonder, what would it be like to learn and create in an environment like that? What would your music sound like?
That's a great question. Maybe we could all use a little Sonic Art in our lives.
I think so. Maybe the real takeaway here is that sometimes the process of creation, that journey, it's just as important as what you create. Maybe even more important.
Deep stuff. Well, on that note, until next time.
Keep on creating.
And we'll catch you all in the next deep dive.